Good morning, everyone. Time now for our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. If you're planning a big getaway around this great state of Iowa, the land between two rivers, there is a brand new book that just came out this month. It's called Good Perfect Day Iowa. It's my pleasure speaking with the author of the book, Sarah Brewers. Hope I'm saying your last name right, Sarah. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, you said it just right.
Oh, perfectly. just there. But let's find a little bit about yourself there, Sarah.
Yeah, so I live in North Iowa. I've been a lifelong Iowan, and I am passionate about telling the story of Iowa and all across the country, but Iowa in the Midwest is a passion of mine. And I did write the book, 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. So Perfect Day Iowa is my new book, which was released on March 15th of 2024, 2 years after the 100 Things book. So the timing felt good. Perfect Day Iowa is a great way to get out and explore our home state. I am an Iowa farm girl. I am, I guess, an example how you can live in rural America and still do some pretty amazing things because of how we all are connected through the internet and all of that good stuff.
Let's find out about what made you interested in writing this book.
So Perfect Day Iowa, I happened to see the style of it, which I really liked. So I have a travel blog, travelwithsarah.com with no H, which I've had since 2008. So I've been a travel blogger for a long time. And I love the arrangement of this book. It's arranged as day trips, weekend getaways, and other escapes. So it's written as, you know, how can you go to somewhere, basically have a perfect day? What can you do in 24 hours? And I like that concept because that's honestly something I've been doing for a long time because that's what I do as a travel blogger. I tell people, you know, where are the good places to go, things to experience, places to maybe take a run, maybe ride your bike. And face it, everybody likes food, right? We all want to know about the best places to eat. And I can tell you, that is the hardest thing about writing any Iowa book is the restaurants. Because I can tell you right now, there's 1,000 restaurants that should be in the book that are not in the book. Because we have a lot of incredible mom-and-pop cafes around the state, and lots of places that have been owned for many, many years and are still serving up the best food on the planet, which I love.
That's amazing. So the book is now out, but what can people expect? What was your favorite part of the book there, Sarah, for people to purchase a copy?
You know, my favorite part is a year ago, I was headed toward Southeast Iowa for a book event, and I had not been to the Bruce Moore Historic Site in Cedar Rapids. And if you look at the cover of Perfect Day Iowa, I took that photo on that day that I was driving through. And I had been to the Bruce Moore several years ago over Christmas time, and I just thought, oh, I wonder what this looks like in the spring. And the Bruce Moore, it surprised me, and I loved how the cover of the book came out. But what I love about Iowa is we do have four seasons, and we can experience something new every 3 to 4 months of the year. Like it or love it, it's reality and what it is. And I love that I'm able to feature, it was hard, because I would have loved to feature 1,000, you know, places where there's a perfect day. So that was probably the hardest part. And you'll be glad to know a perfect day in Webster City and Fort Dodge are featured in this book.
Fantastic. So that's one of the reasons why people should buy a copy of this book, Perfect Day Iowa. And with it, Sarah, you're going to be going around the state during the month of April to, I believe, what I counted here, about 10, 12 different locations.
Yes, and I have 3 to add to that list today. Actually, the first 2 weeks of April, starting next week, Tuesday, April 2nd at Music Man Square in Mason City, I'm kicking off my whole book tour, the book, big party at Music Man Square, but I'm coming to Webster City on Thursday night, April 4th. I will be in Webster City, and I'm actually going to be exploring Webster City on that day, so I'm looking forward to that and looking forward to sharing what you can do in Webster City in 24 hours. And another thing I like is I'm able to show people, you know, I may meet you and you live in that town and you're going to tell me there's nothing to do there. And I'm going to tell you within 10 minutes, I'm going to show you there's something to do in your town. I think we all get comfortable wherever we live and we forget that there's something really amazing that people will travel hours for to enjoy in our own communities.
And you'll also be traveling after Webster City there, Sarah, to Corning, Charles City, Dyersville, Ackley, Fort Dodge, Marengo, and Pella. Coming up, yeah. April 12th, and then you'll be at the three other locations.
Yes, during that period. And then I added an event I believe it's the first Wednesday in May. Dubuque has a Barnes & Noble's bookstore opening, and I'm actually in their store on the first or second day they open. So that's going to be kind of exciting, kicking off another bookstore in Iowa, and it's fantastic. I love that. What I love about doing these events, though, it's about the people that I meet. I honestly learn so much from the people that attend these events that they share stories and they share attractions and things to see and do that I don't know about. So I love getting out to meet the people of Iowa. And the other thing is, if you come to one of these book events, I'm not going to tell you about everything that is in the book. I'm also going to share a lot of things that are not in the book that you can see and experience in Iowa. And I don't want people to feel like they're tied to just one thing. We might as well share the love and share everything we have, because we can, I like to say, we can travel Iowa like we have a passport in hand, but we don't actually have to leave the country.
Mm-hmm. And you can buy this through Amazon, I believe, and Barnes & Noble, but they can also order a copy through your website, I believe, there too, Sarah.
Yeah. Actually, go to my publisher, readypress.com. You can order a copy there, and you can check with your local bookstores. A lot of bookstores in Iowa do carry the book, and another place, a lot of tourism offices across the state also do sell the book. So, and here's another tip. If you're traveling Iowa, I like to tell people to get onto the scenic highways and byways, but if you do find yourself on I-35 or I-80, stop into a welcome center, a rest area, and pick up an actual handheld map. That's the best travel tip I can give you today.
Fascinating. So again, go to readypress.com if you'd like to order a copy of Perfect Day Iowa, brand new book that's out as of March 15th, and it's going to be you're going to go on a wonderful tour around the state the next few weeks there, Sarah.
I am the next few weeks, and I know this summer will be busy. People are reaching out every day to book an event, and we're just going to enjoy Iowa, and let's showcase our home state and get out and enjoy it, and let's help grow our communities.
Sarah Brewer is my guest on the Community Corner on KKWC. Sarah, thanks so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.